Blog Talk Radio.
Stargate Radio. I am so excited to have a special guest on tonight. But before we get started, I just want to remind you, let you know that my new Amazon prophecy book, The Galactic Knowing, is out and has been number one on Kindle for several weeks. And it tells about my predictions. They're coming true. And find out where humanity is headed, the 2024 presidential election. It's going to be crazy. UFOs and their warnings to us and my visions of the future. So let me tell you a little bit about visionary Marisol Smiley. She is my guest, and she has an uncanny ability to connect with UFO orbs and angels that began when she was a child. She's a starseed who is a conduit to divine realms. She has captured stunning photos and videos of orbs and otherworldly beings. And you can see some of those photos on this page if you look down below. So she's received some really powerful visions, and we're going to talk to her right now. Let me bring her on.
Into us today.
Hi there.
Hi, everyone.
Marisol.
Hi.
I was clicking on the wrong thing. Hi. Yeah, great to have you back.
It's great to be back with you and your listeners.
Oh, yeah, it's great to have you. And we've got so much to cover tonight. But, you know, some of the people haven't listened to your prior interview that I when I had you on. I think it's been a couple of months now. But would you tell me a little bit about your background and being on board a UFO and some of the other things that have happened to you? Because it's just incredible. So go ahead, take it away.
Hi. Well, I was raised and born and raised in Hartford, Connecticut. My parents were pastors. I only knew about angels and things through scriptures and my teachings. When I was 3 years old, my first experience were the Blue Children. Now, I was only three. I had no idea that they were what they were. To me, they were little kids. They came to play with me. And these little beings were teaching me puzzles and levitation games, and I didn't see them again for a long time. Now I'm 6 years old. I was abducted by the Greys in 1969, September. I came home from church one afternoon. I took a nap and woke up on a ship. Now, this was the most terrifying experience. These beings, to me, looked like demons. They had large eyes, had big heads, and they were surrounding me. The reason I woke up from this was because I heard crying in the ship, and there were many children in this ship with these beings, including myself. I had no idea that I'd come across one of these children that was abducted. Never in my life did I expect that to ever happen, but I have, and that's for another episode. But this has been happening to me since I was very young. My parents, when I was six and I was abducted by the Greys, they left me outside. Mind you, I had just, my parents and just moved us into this new neighborhood, this new house. So I'm thankful that they left me in the backyard and not somewhere else. I had to explain to my dad how I got outside. I told him that, Mommy, Daddy, you guys are right. Demons do exist, and they took me last night. My father didn't like that. He thought I was making something up, and I didn't talk about it. I was not allowed to talk about it ever again. Shortly after that visit, that abduction, my parents were visited by men in black. They separated us children from my parents, and I could hear my dad yelling and things like that. So after that, at church, my mom was talking to the women in church, and she was telling them that they took all the pictures that my brother and I had drawn. I had drawn pictures with the visitors, and just my brother had drawn something that had nothing to do with visitors. Just he was very good at art, and I was just drawing what I knew, what I saw. So they took all that. I was not allowed to ever speak about it again, but it wasn't only happening to me. It was also happening to my older sister, Naomi. We slept in the same bedroom. This is in the new house. I am about eight or nine. It was thundering, and I wanted to sleep with her because I was afraid of the lightning and the thunder. For very good reason, you know, the flashes of light are very traumatizing to me and the loud noise. So she said no. And suddenly I hear the thunder and then I see the lightning and she's gone. I wanted to tell my parents. I wanted to run out of the room, but I was so scared. I was so scared. I don't know how long and how much time went by. But then suddenly the lightning came back, and she came back in the lightning, and with the lightning there was a man. This man, to me, looked like Moses. Gray hair up to his shoulders. He had a white robe on with a purple sash. I asked her who he was, and she, was that Moses? I said, Naomi, was that Moses? And she said, no, that wasn't Moses. That was God. And I said, well, how do you know it was God? And she goes to me, because he took me by the hand and he had holes in his wrist. So we didn't talk about it again. I believed in angels, and I was raised to believe in God and believe in angels and know that demons exist and the devil is real. But growing up, as you grow up and life goes on, you don't believe those things anymore. You start believing, you know, like, wow, you need more proof. I started becoming skeptical, and I started wondering about all this stuff that was happening to me and my sister and the fact that we couldn't really talk about it. Nobody talked about it. But it was traumatizing for me. The way I was treated when I tried to talk about it was like I was crazy. So, you know, you don't want to talk about that. You don't want to be called the crazy person and not have any friends. And my parents, since they were pastors, we were not allowed to talk to other children, even in school, that did not attend our church, that did not have the same belief we had. So obviously I was curious and I wanted friends. Most of the people that went to church were a little older than me. And since we were the children of pastors, we had to behave like adults, even though we were kids. They were very strict. Eventually, my dad and my mom split up when I was about 11, so I didn't attend church anymore, but I still believe in God, and I still have a lot of faith. I lost faith as I got older. I felt like parents had somehow deceived me. That I felt like everything was a lie. Like there was nobody there to protect me, nothing, no one there. And the only one that was there to protect me was my mom. But she couldn't protect me from what was happening to me, but she tried. There was a time that she She found me in the living room. I don't know how I got there. I was like 8, 9 years old. I don't know how I got in the living room, but she found me in the living room and she brought me back to my bedroom. So she told me and she started asking me questions. What happened? How did you get into the living room? You were in the bedroom. You have your own room. Are you afraid? Is there something scaring you? And I told her, Mom, something is scaring me. Something is in the room. Something comes to take us at night. And she asked me to describe it. I told her about the little gray man. And she said to pray that those were not good. She said to pray. God will protect me, to pray. So she also told me never to talk about it again, especially in front of my father. So I didn't talk about it ever in front of my father. So whenever I felt some fear or anything, I always went to my mother. She was always there for me to help me. One thing that was my mom was hiding that I didn't find out until I was in my 40s, I'm 60 now, was that my grandmother, my mother's mother, had been visited by these beings, these tall white men with blue eyes and white hair. I thought they were talking about albinos, but these men were very tall, about 9 to 8 feet tall, and they would come to my great-grandmother's house to bring food and to eat and talk.
I didn't
know about all this stuff and what was happening. My mother didn't tell me. She told me later on when the Shining Ones came. And this happened when I was in my 20s. Now, I went through a lot. I stopped going to church. I was a single mother with 3 children. I was kind of lost. I lived in Connecticut. You know, in the 80s, there was a lot of drugs and a lot of things going on. And I wanted to fit in. Obviously, I fell into the wrong crowd, and I suffered. And my children suffered as well. I always had my mother there. I always had my mother there and my brother Francisco and my sisters, and which I'm so grateful and thankful for, because my mother knew that I was sick. I always had problems with my stomach, but I still didn't know that it was Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed with that in my 30s. But I had Crohn's disease and I didn't know it. And so my mom came to pray for me, because I was like bedridden for 4 days and I had 3 kids. My son was only 13 months old. So my mom came to see me. And I gave custody of my children to my mother. I couldn't do it by myself anymore. So my mom took my kids. I went to go live with my sister Jeannie in Southington, Connecticut. Now I'm 25 years old. I gave my kids to my mom when I was 24 and a half. Now I'm 25. I'm trying to get my life together, get my kids back, you know, get everything, get my whole world together. So I was sleeping in the living room. My sister's helping me, and I'm sleeping in the living room. I got a job. I'm doing very well. You know, I just need a few more paychecks just to get my apartment and, you know, be fine. Be with my family again, you know, be a family. So I'm sleeping in the living room, and my sister lives in this beautiful condo in Southington, Connecticut. That one whole wall was a window. So the couch was facing that window. So I go to sleep on the couch. Didn't think nothing of it. I feel a light on my face, but I'm tired. I don't even know what time it is. I just turn away from the light and my back to the light. And the next thing I know, I'm outside. And this big man is standing in front of me. His head is glowing. He's dressed in some dark, kind of tight outfit, like some sort of, you know, not a skydiver, a person that goes under the water, you know.
Right.
A diver. Yeah, yeah, a skin diver.
Uh-huh.
But this outfit had like little, I don't know, had like little things in it, like little, like computer chips or something on it. And it looked like it was like a chameleon skin or something. It kind of changed a little bit. Like it looked like the night. But his head glowed and he was very tall, which was very frightening for me. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? So he walks me to the woods behind this condominium complex. And I'm in the woods and I don't see anything but trees. Suddenly He takes his hand and he waves it in front of his chest like this in a circular motion. And this portal opens up, like this light opens up. It was very small, and it opened up really big, where we could both walk through it. I walked through it.
A portal.
I follow this. I think it was. I don't know. But I ended up in some place big. It was like a big ship. I could hear my echo. It looks like a grayish blue color, and it's all seamless. There's like no rivets, no nothing. It's like when you walk into a smooth cave, something like that. But it looked metallic, but I don't know how to, seamless. There was no rivets, nothing. It just looked like seamless. So I'm walking behind them, and there's this wall, like a crystal floating wall there. And he waves his hand over this crystal wall thing, and these little lights start popping out all around me and start forming something. But as I'm looking to the right, I'm seeing these doors. They're doors, like huge doors. These doors are enormous. These doors are like for giant people. So I'm looking at these doors, and they're like almost like they look closed, but they're open. It's like a hallway with the doors that look like books stacked. I don't know how to explain it, but it was a huge door. So I'm looking at these things. Wow. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I see these other beings around me. I'm thirsty. I feel thirsty. I'm kind of irritable. I don't know what's happening to me. I don't like the feeling. I want to leave. I start getting anxiety. So I start feeling thirsty, and this other being comes, and he is very pale. He looks kind of aquatic, his skin. But he looked a little bit like the grays because of his eyes, but they weren't big. They weren't bigger like the grays. They were almost as big, but not as big. But he was very pale. He had a white outfit on with a V in the front and some sort of symbols. He gave me a small little drink, a vial to drink some, and I drank it, and my thirst went away. But I started hearing stuff that I didn't hear before. And what I was hearing was there were other entities, other beings around me. But I didn't see them until I drank this drink, which was really bizarre. But I didn't have any thirst anymore. So I look, and I see these beings, and I see this light coming towards me from these doors. I see this light, and it just caught my complete attention. There was something about this light. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. So I'm looking at this light, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm really scared. I'm thinking to myself, my God, what is that? What are you? What kind of an angel are you? And I'm saying in my mind, you know, a cherub, a seraphim, a cherubim, you know, what kind of an angel are you? And he responded to me like this. He said, we have been called by many names on the earth. We have been called by many names. He didn't say, yes, I'm this or yes, I'm that. He just said that we have been called by many names throughout the centuries in your planet.
Interesting. Wow.
So I am in this ship, but this ship was like, I don't know. It looked like Elysium. As I'm walking through, and this giant man, shining man, and this is why I call them the shining ones, because he didn't give me a name. He didn't tell me who he was. He told me that they were called by many names on earth, by many names throughout the centuries. He didn't deny that he was an angel, but he didn't admit that he was either.
Sure. Now, were they as tall as you? Weren't they like huge?
No.
I mean, really huge.
Oh, my God, no. The first one that I saw with the glowing head that brought me to this place where the giant shining one was, he was about 8, maybe 9 feet tall. But this other one, the shining one, he was enormous. He was, I'm telling you, like 24, 25 foot tall. He was huge.
Yeah, right. Right.
He was like double the size of the one that I followed. And he was shining. Literally, he looked like the sun. And that's why I thought I died.
I bet.
died.
Well, you know, in July of 1984, Russian cosmonauts aboard the Soviet station Salyut 7 saw what they thought were angels hovering. First, there was this orange mist that came around the capsule, and all of a sudden they saw these smiling angels, and they were like 24, 25 feet tall, too. And they were smiling.
Very scary.
I mean, they were beautiful. They were huge. So, and
well,
I guess
he was beautiful.
He was beautiful when
he dimmed himself, because he did dim himself so that I could be able. But when I heard him speak to me, the vibration of his, I don't know, his whole self, his presence, his voice, it went through me. Like when you're in a concert and you're too close to the speakers, like that frightened me.
Sure.
I was like, I was ready to kneel down. I thought, you know, if it's not an angel, it's got to be God. God. I don't know how, but the feeling that I got around this being was a feeling of authority and love.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like a dad.
Sure.
Like a fatherly kind of a thing, but more than a father. Like the father of all fathers. Like that is what I felt.
Mm-hmm. So there was no fear?
No. There was no fear with him. The glowy head guy did give me fear, because I didn't know what the heck. And he did not look very human. There are different species. When I drank that stuff, these beings that I was seeing were different species of these beings, these angel beings. They're different. They have different ones. There's like different, I don't know how to explain it. Okay, there's different realms. The world, not the world, but this whole environment, place where we are, is only one level. Like it's an onion. The different realms are layered like an onion. They're layered on top of each other. So when I was with him, I was at a different layer. I was in a different place. Totally different. It was very peaceful. I had no more fear. I was calm and very curious about everything. He showed me a city. It had crystals. It was a crystal city. He showed me, it looked like a giant laboratory with all kinds of plant life, animal life, insect life, bacteria, even bacteria, which I don't understand why bacteria, but I guess things need bacteria. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but yes, all that. But I ended up getting sick. When I end up getting sick, because I have Crohn's disease, I get very sick. So I got really sick. I finally got everything together. I'm not on the ship anymore. I'm back home. I talked to my mom. I stayed up for 3 days. I felt that they were going to come back, because this giant being told me that he would come back. He didn't give me a time or a day. He also told me that, I asked him why me, because a lot of people ask that. I definitely did ask him that. I asked him why me, because honestly, I had not gone to church and I didn't know or think that angels or even God would talk to me. I don't go to church anymore. I don't attend church. I believe in God. I believe in angels. I also believe in the devil. He's very real. But I never thought that I would be approached by anything like that. But what he has taught me and shown me is that every human being on this planet has guardian people. And in every realm, like that onion I was telling you about, there's another part of yourself there. These parts are still connected to each other, and what happens to you here will affect them there. This is why they're here to help you. because when they help us, they're helping themselves. And man has forgotten that. Man has forgotten to help his fellow man. Man has become very selfish. They only want for themselves. They don't help anybody else anymore. It's really scary out there sometimes. This is why kindness and love is the key to our salvation. We have to love each other and love everything around us, the trees, the animals, even the very water that we drink. We have to really bless it and be grateful and thankful, because it's what gives us life. I mean, I've learned something, and I want people to know that the water on the planet was not like this. The water on the planet was so pure that you drink that water, it will extend your life by 100-fold. But because man has done something wrong, our lifespan has been cut short using the water, because they know that we need water to survive. The human body is mainly water. So they knew that the only way for us to learn our lesson and not cause too much damage is to lower our life expectancy. But it's not as far as lowered. It's just lowered in this reality, in this world, in this realm, because your soul energy source never dies. It's eternal. And it is only eternal because we have that part of God, which everybody says, and they call Christ consciousness. It is real, and it does exist, and it is through him that we have it. But people, I don't believe that I am God, because I am not God. I am a fractured, tiny, minuscule piece of God. I can create, and I'm able to do things like God, but I am not God. I can't do, and I will not ever say that I'm God or like God, because I'm not. And whoever does that is committing a great sin. Because we're God. And just as in the days of Noah and in the last days of men now, I don't know, but these people think they're God. They're not Okay, they do. They really think they're God. Oh, my God. No, you are not God. God is something totally that you will not even imagine is what God. God is like, to me, is like everything that is, everything and beyond that. To me, God is not something like me, or it's not like me. It's bigger than me. I am just nothing but a little speck of sand, maybe a little tiny cell of God, and I'm so grateful and thankful for it, because I do have the ability to create. I do have the ability to heal, and I do have the ability to save. And those are the things that we should be doing, is helping each other heal, saving each other, and doing good deeds.
I know, instead of trying to destroy each other. It's horrible. Marisol, did you want to take a break? Yeah.
Sure, yes.
Did you want to take a break? And then in the second half, we'll get into your incredible
talk about
vision.
My dreams.
Yes, your dreams. Yes, okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I'm going to play a little music, and we'll get back with you in just a couple of minutes here. And I'm going to play Catch On by Brenda Russell, and listen to the profound lyrics. It says, mice can move mountains if we just catch on. So listen to this, and we'll be right back.
I will. Okay.
Shine on me and help me
Vision. I was outside in my garden, and I meditate a lot, and I love my garden. This is where I meditate, and I got this vision, and what I saw was these cell towers, and I have no idea why I saw these cell towers, but I saw these cell towers, and it was like a zoom in on the cell towers. And it said something to the fact of some weird name. I can't remember the name, but it was activating using frequency disease in people. And people were just literally, when they came into the frequency, they were literally falling, like they were just falling. And that was one of my visions that I had. And that was, I think it was last year. Now, I ended up getting sick in February of this year with C. diff. I had C. diff for like 3 weeks, and I had no idea that I had this. Mm-hmm. I felt pain, and I felt very sick. And all I did was literally pray. I like to take natural things, and I anointed myself with some oils, and I started taking something for my tummy because my stomach started hurting, and it ended up that I had C. diff. I didn't know. I started getting fever, and I ended up in the hospital because I got in so much pain that I couldn't take it anymore. So my son brought me to the hospital, and they were terrible, but I ended up getting released the day after and being brought back home. And while I was being brought back home, when I went to bed, I started coming in and out of this, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like I was coming out of my body and going back in. I had a fever of 103.4.
Oh my
gosh. So I think it was the fever. It was like I was dying. I still didn't know that I had C. diff until they called me the next day. But while I was in that state, I kept on going from my body into another place, and it was like these stars. I started seeing these little stars, these little twinkling stars, and as I'm going up into this state, I am coming back down into my body, and I feel like it's like I'm in a dream state, but kind of like in another place besides dreaming. And I was taken, I see these little lights, and I follow these lights, but when I look back, I'm looking back down on the earth, and I'm seeing smoke on the earth, like smoke. And I see that it's like volcanic eruptions happening on the earth.
And that's what's happening now. Everywhere, volcanoes erupting, huge volcanoes.
Yes, well, they're erupting, and they're. I could see the smoke, and I could see these eruptions happening. I saw California fall in the ocean. It was just so horrible. God, forgive me. I'm so scared to talk about it, but I have to. Okay, here goes. I saw the world shaking, and I saw volcanoes erupting. I saw the tsunami that covered California, and as it retreated away from California, it split in two. Literally, California has split in half, and it fell into the ocean. When California fell into the ocean, the wave was so huge. I mean, it circled the globe.
Wow.
Florida, Puerto Rico, my family. I saw people running up the mountains in Puerto Rico screaming and crying. And it was like it looked like Hawaii. You know how it has the active volcano?
Mm-hmm.
So Puerto Rico isn't active as far as the volcano, but it was active. It was literally fire coming down from the mountains, and people are trying to get away from the flooding, the typhoon or whatever is coming. It covered. Literally, Puerto Rico is no longer on the map. Puerto Rico's gone. Half of Cuba is gone. Mostly all of the Dominican Republic is gone. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're okay. You know, this has been predicted. And, you know, Edgar Casey talked about the earth shifting, and it's a cleansing of the earth right now. And I believe it's going to have to happen.
It's going to have to happen.
Marisol. And we're okay.
And I see these little light things coming out of the earth, a whole bunch of them. Like little lights just shooting up into the sky. And they were
souls.
Thousands of souls. And I was on the ship with the shining ones, and we were greeting children. But as I'm seeing all this happening, there's another earth. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like our earth, like the soul of our earth forms another earth, a new earth. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
It was beautiful. It was so big. And we were going, I was helping those children, and there were many, millions and millions of children. And I was helping them from this earth to the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
My job was to help children from this earth to go to the new earth. And but the devastation was just tremendous. I mean, literally. Another time, I had another vision, and this was in 2018. I I'd like to take pictures of the sky. I have a lot of visitors come by, the UFOs and these beings come by. So
yes,
I take pictures a lot.
Incredible pictures.
I saw the moon and it looked so beautiful. And I don't know if it is that because I saw the moon, I dreamed this or I saw this, but I am outside and it's nighttime in this vision. And I'm looking at the beautiful moon and I see this thing that looks like a red star. It looks like a red star and it's coming towards the moon. But I'm thinking, I don't know why I thought that it was like a plane, but it wasn't. Mm. It was some kind of a red giant ball of fire that struck the moon, and literally the impact of when it struck the moon, it literally knocked me to my feet. It knocked me right on the ground, and I heard shattering of glass everywhere, like a huge explosion. Like the impact when it hit the moon, it affected the earth. I didn't know that that was possible, but that really, really frightened me. And I didn't talk about it because I'm afraid sometimes to speak of what I see, because in the past I have spoken about things that I've seen and they have come to pass. So I'm still thinking and I'm hoping that even if I verbalize it, it won't happen. But I know that this is going to happen.
Yeah. And I think it has to happen. Look what's going on with the planet, the wars. People don't respect each other. Life isn't sacred anymore. It's horrible what's going on. And nobody wants to wake up. You know, nobody wants to care about each other and love each other.
I think,
you know, it's insane.
It's not that nobody wants. I'm sure that everybody and most people want. They want to be saved. They want to have a beautiful life.
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
People have become desensitized, they've become cold.
Yes.
They've lost their humanity, and that was done on purpose. Their people are not grounded anymore. There's no more grounding themselves with the earth and Mother Nature, and people have left Mother Nature behind without realizing that without it, we're nothing. We are Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is us. So
that's
we
right.
need to start taking care of the earth and taking care of each other.
Honor it.
This is our mother. She is our mother, and she is dying. This old earth is on its way out, and people need to really understand that. And when the times get really, really tough, and they will get tough, people need to start saving now. Get water together, medication, whatever you need to do to survive what is coming, because it is coming.
Yeah.
It is coming.
And trust your intuition. Trust. You know, God will lead you. The spirit beings will lead you, you know, where safety areas are, because there are safety areas. And if there is a shift of the planets, there's going to be inundation of oceans coming over, you know, the coastal lines. So you want to go to higher areas.
Yeah, definitely to higher areas and away from all the shorelines.
Right.
I am right in Sarasota, so I am the beach is like 3 minutes away. So I am definitely in the danger zone. There's so much that, excuse me?
I was going to say, according to many sources, that when the earth shifts, that there's 3 days of darkness. This is even in the Bible. And I think that's when the shift, there, one side of the planet, one hemisphere of the earth is going to be in darkness and the other in light. So the earth is going to stop its rotation. And that's what I think it means. Yeah. Before it starts,
that's exactly,
you know, doing
it.
Everything, and incredible winds too.
Yeah, it's going to be really a sound that people have never heard before. If they think that trumpets and trains and hurricanes sound bad, this is going to sound very devastating. So those people that are like myself, have heart conditions, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, take care of your families, take care of each other. And just know that if we do go, if we do go for some reason or whatever, we're going to a better place. I've seen.
That's right. There is no death.
And it is beautiful. I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Literally, you could see through the water all the way down to the bottom. I've never ever seen anything like it, but I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be on the new earth.
Well, I mean, practically, we really are there.
We are there. We just we just have to all be there together. Let me see what else.
I believe there is a parallel Earth, and that's pretty amazing you talk about that.
Well, to me, what it appeared like when I saw the smoke and the Earth going through such turmoil, it was like it was the thriving of when a fish is caught and then you take it out of the water and it's thriving, you know, thrashing to try to live. The Earth right now is thrashing. She's at its thrashing. It's going to be thrashing for its life. It has life, and it will always have life because its spirit is never going to die. That's where the new Earth comes in, and it is right here. It is right now. We just don't see it yet, but it is here.
Right. It is.
It is
here. I believe that, too. When I was 7 years old, I had a UFO encounter when I was walking home from school. And shortly after that time, I started having nightmares. Well, they were dreams, but nightmares of the earth shaking, volcanoes going off, great big huge tsunamis and earthquakes. And so I knew. I mean, it was over and over and over for several days. And so I knew sometime in my life, later in life, these things were going to happen, just like you have had these visions. And I know other people are having these visions. You know, I write about it in my book. Incredible visions of what's going to happen. People are sensing it.
They really are. They really are. And you know, God is moving people. God is showing people. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, you know, the government, they have so many different devices that have been deceiving humanity for so long, but time has run out. They know how to mind control people. They know how to do all kinds of stuff. Believe me, they can, and they have, and they probably will still continue doing it. But there's a source and a force that is definitely more powerful than they are, and has been monitoring them and taking care of humanity. So no matter how bad things are going to get, just know that you are all loved. You are loved by the most supreme, the highest of high.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything to fear.
Pray.
Yes, pray and help one another.
That's right.
Yes, they have. Help one another.
And speak up. Speak your mind. You know, people are so afraid to, and even women, you know, what's happening to women right now in sports and everything else is just horrendous. I can't believe they're taking away our power. Marisol, it's horrible.
They want to. They've been doing this to women for a very, very long time since Eve. All right. Yeah. Women have always been vilified. We are the soul bearers. We are the ones that bring the new souls to wherever we are. Wherever we are, we can be in Jupiter, wherever. We're capable of giving birth to new souls. We can bring new souls to the world. That's why.
That's why they don't want us. We should
that's
be honored.
Why.
I mean, respected.
We are honored.
What we
and we should respect ourselves. We should, because a lot of women they lose respect for themselves, and, you know, don't do that to yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Mm-hmm. Know that you are part of the world and that you bring new souls and new life.
Yeah.
Man, be happy.
No, they should.
Be happy. Yeah, be happy. If you're born a girl, man, be happy. Love it. Love it. Be happy.
That's right. Be happy. Yeah. So do you
think... Be happy, whatever, you know? Be happy.
So people are seeing these orbs all over the world. You know, I keep seeing the photos and everything. Chris Bledsoe, who was on my show, is a orb ET experiencer. And no matter where he goes, he's like you. He attracts them. He can call them in. And, you know, he keeps saying thank you, and they appear and get bright. And he's got all kinds of videos like you.
I thank them, but usually when the orbs show up for me, it's more like a, it's not that I summon them because I don't expect them or anything. They just kind of just show up. But when they do show up, I know that there's a message. I know that I have to, that there's something they want to show me.
Right.
So I'm alert when I see the orbs. I have an extra alert because I know that there's something that they want me to see.
So you know, do you think that we're all going to see them? The aliens are going to come out of their alien closet and
2027. Yeah, 2027. Yeah. We're going to definitely see a lot of traffic. Now, next year is going to be the real huge unveiling of these robotic caretakers for all kinds of positions. So people are going to lose their jobs left and right if they. You know, that's why I always go. I always go to the cashier. Never mind the self checkout.
Good
idea.
I gotta
try to help keep humans working. You know, gotta make some money.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No. So, you know, what's going on is, you know, they're trying to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through any means possible right now, and people are being mind controlled, and there is such a thing as mind control.
Humanity has been sold, and sad to say, but humanity has been sold to the highest bidder, and it is a spiritual war because this is not what was intended for humanity. We have bigger things to do, beautiful things to do. So, you know, what is happening to humanity is going to end. The slavery is going to stop. Man is going to learn how to take care of himself again without needing anybody else.
Right.
It's going to
happen.
It's going to happen.
Well, we forget.
I know that they don't want it to.
They forget. You know, people forget how powerful they are. I mean, we are powerful. We've had our power taken away from us. And we can move those mountains. We can make things happen. We can change, you know, the future. I believe, you know, it's not set in stone. But the way we're headed, I mean, it looks like disaster, an apocalyptic future if we don't change. You know, we've been warned many, many times, and it's just getting worse. People aren't listening. So it's going to take something horrendous to make people change, I think.
Well, this is when this is going to happen this year, this coming year. People are definitely going to be shaken up to the core where they're going to start uniting. And we're going to see a lot of that. And you're also going to see a lot of people migrating from one part of the world to the next. The ones who are sensing the changes are going to start moving. You'll see it.
Very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm. It's
going to
be
so
like
too.
A huge exodus. America's in trouble.
Right.
America's in trouble. America's in big trouble. And we need, I saw people trying to run from America crossing to Mexico and they were being tossed away. I mean, the borders, and when this huge thing happened, these angels, they were like four huge angels and four corners of the world. They weren't letting anybody out. Nobody was escaping. No one. So when what's happening happens, those of you who haven't made up your mind yet that if God is real, you will see them. It's going to be really, really messed up for you. But I'm sorry, man. Have faith and know that God exists. You are not God. You are a piece of God. You are a creator, but you are not God.
Right. Co-creator with the creator.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. We are his children. We're baby creators.
That's right.
Not God.
I like that. Baby creators. That's beautiful.
Baby creators.
Well, thank you, Marisol. This hour has gone very, very quickly, and I love talking to you. You're such a beautiful, beautiful soul, and I know you want the best for people. I hope you'll write a book. You've talked about it, but
I need help
on,
with my book, Betsy. Yeah. I'll also tell you the profile that's on the book, don't go on that profile. That was a profile that was hacked in June.
That's right.
So please don't go on that profile. I have a new profile, and Betsy will leave the pictures hopefully somewhere where your people can get to them.
And if anybody wants to contact you, they can email me, excuse me, at info@BetsyLewis.com. So contact me, and I'll relay it to Marisol. So, people, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We've got the holidays coming up, so I want to wish everybody a blessed holiday wherever you are. And you too, Marisol, you and your family.
You too. Thank
You're
you so much.
Amazing, great person. Yeah, thank you. And
happy
we'll
holidays.
See what the future. Yeah, you too. Thank you, everybody.
God bless all of you.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.